Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Producer John versus the robots. Round three.
We keep playing this game.
John keeps losing. That's not true.
Yeah, that's not true. Thank you.
Last time you won.
Did you?
Yes. Twice, yes. I want to say.
All right. Mm-hmm. I don't remember.
Okay. If you go to this website, it's called Suno.com. Okay. And what it is that it's a website where AI creates songs for you. So you could literally prompt it with anything. You could write me a hip-hop song about ants fighting in a desert.
Anything you can think of. Yeah, you just throw in a couple keywords and it will throw out a song for you. And
45 seconds.
Shockingly fast, yeah.
45 seconds is all it takes for it to write these songs. It's wild. So, you know, producer John being a songwriter, we're like, all right, let's put you up against the robots and let's see how you're going to do. It's been not great.
I mean, I feel like we've omitted some of the games from our memory here, and I feel like there's been more losses, but maybe I'm wrong.
You know what, you guys.
But here's the good news.
Yeah.
Is that when we're talking about Mother's Day, Mother's Day is about emotion, right?
And Robots don't have moms. Yeah.
So I put in a hard rock song about your mom being kind.
Mm-hmm.
All right, first up, here's what the robots gave us in 45 seconds on that website.
And this song could be on the radio right now. Do you understand what I'm saying?
It's a five-finger death punch song about your mom.
That song
it's
could
great.
Be in rotation right now on half the rock stations across the country.
It continues.
Half the guys I listened to in the 90s sounded like this.
I mean, it sounds like every punk rock group I've ever heard.
The progressions with the band and everything. It's like, seriously, this is insane.
Right, going to halftime for a little bit. Yep. Sure.
They can open up three tours right now.
Every single rock cliche in 45 seconds.
Yeah, they could open up three tours that are happening this summer right now. This is insane.
Now, producer John has been working hard on this diligently. It did not take him 45 seconds. John, how long did it take you to write this song about your mom being kind in hard rock?
45 weeks.
I don't know. 45 weeks. I don't know. When did you ask for this? Like yesterday? I did it this morning. I did it in, I don't know, half an hour?
All right, so let's see. You versus the robots. Here is producer John's hard rock song about your mom being kind.
Hey, mama, when I was young, you used to take care of me. Read me bedtime stories at night and presents for the Christmas tree. Now I'm older, things have changed, but not everything, of course. Still had to crash at your place for months after my divorce. Free babysitting Saturdays, and you never, ever, ever make me pay. Hey, mama.
Not bad.
Tell you what the computer's never done. Never gotten divorced.
Nope.
That's right.
You know what? Listen.
That's that second phase of life mom need that you get sometimes, all right?
You get
computer
the band
don't know about that.
From the robots.
Right.
All right? And you put them behind you, and you teach them, you know, what it is that you're doing and you go on the road.
That's what I think so too.
Wait.
I think you do it now,
so
man.
So are you saying that my writing is better, but the computer's production value is better, Raven? Because it sounds like that's what you just said.
I mean, I feel like if you put the two twin powers together, you might really have something this time. I would say that this is the time to do it now before the robots become self-aware and kill you.
That's true.
That's what I would do.
Yes.
Right.
Get out there.
Feels like I won.